So when we actually are into austerity, the mind starts saying no, no, how to deal with that. See, one of the best ways to deal with the mind is to have someone other than us give us a second look at the mind. That means what? If we have any kind of committed activity that we are going to do, I'll talk a little bit. I'm currently writing a book on the mind and Bhagavad Gita, or mind as understood psychology, and Bhagavad Gita's conception of the mind. So I'll talk a couple of terms from psychology and then I'll bring them to Bhagavad Gita. See, in de-addiction, people may be addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever. In de-addiction, one of the fundamental tenets that they say if a person has to become free from addiction is, they say you should have an accountability partner. An accountability partner means that somebody to whom you are accountable. So if I get an urge to drink, if X is an alcoholic and X gets an urge to drink, now if I say no, I'm not going to drink. So then that, if you just say no, it's very difficult. But if they have an accountability partner, then they just call them in front. I'm feeling very strongly about it. Then the next says, oh, remember, you know, you made this resolution like this. And then just getting that second person's perspective helps. And even if somehow that person has a relapse, but at least after that, don't cover it up. Tell them, honestly. Then by that also, oh, the next time you think, oh, I'll have to tell this to them again. Oh, I didn't feel so bad. And what happens is, if we just keep things between us and the mind, then the mind becomes like a black hole that sucks everything inside. Everything, whatever resolution that we make, whatever determination we have, whatever purification that we acquire, all of that will be sucked in. But if we have some accountability partner, then that creates a distance between us and the mind. So if you are going to make some resolutions, then it is all to perform austerity. We don't have to go and broadcast the resolution to the whole world. But we can surely tell it to some friends, and not just everyone. Maybe even if we have one friend who can act as an accountability partner for us, and then they ask, hey, you are planning to do this, how is it going? Yeah. Actually, it was not going well, but now I will try. So, that accountability partner helps a lot. That's the first thing. And so for the accountability partner, basically, it can be with our counselor, or it can be some devotee friend also, whom we understand and who understands us. The second is, we need to understand our own triggers and our own barriers. The trigger means that different people, the desires get triggered by certain things. So if I have made a resolution not to do a particular thing, then suddenly I may feel like doing it. And at that time, I may just have to battle to not do it. But afterwards, if I look back and think, what triggered the desire? So we all have our triggers. And if we can identify those triggers, then we can keep a distance from those triggers. See, so for example, if some alcoholic is there, and then they know that if they party with their friends, maybe in a particular mood or a particular time or a particular setting, then that's when the desire to drink comes. Then, you know, this is a trigger, try to avoid that trigger. So, all of us also have, no matter how fallen we are or how elevated we are, we have certain inner limits that we will not cross. So, for example, say, I will not lie to my spiritual master, or I will not lie to this so-and-so person, or I will not do this. Now, all of us, we have certain limits which we will not cross. And certain other limits we might cross also, you know, maybe sometimes you have to speak like this, you have to speak like that, we may do that. So we should know what are our barriers that we will not cross. And then bring those barriers between us and that particular temptation. See how that can be brought in. So we have to find out, Prabhupada talks about a sense of honor. A sense of honor means that if I make a word, I will keep it. So, we have to find out what it is that can act as a good barrier for us. So, that if we find out, that means, ideally speaking, you know, we should never do immoral things, we should never do anti-devotional things. But there are some things which we are wishy-washy about. Sometimes we are loose about certain things. But there are certain things which are like absolute principle. This is something which I will never do. So we find that out and try to use that in the process of bhakti. So by having an accountability partner and by finding out our triggers, keeping away from those triggers, and finding out our inviolable barriers and making sure that we stick to those barriers, that will help us in moving in sticking to our resolutions. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Mataji, you had a question? Yeah. Yes. We'll come back to you later if we have time.